The letter signed by 16 Democratic senators, including Wisconsin's Herb Kohl, urges U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to scrutinize state voter ID laws to make sure the Voting Rights Act is not jeopardized. The move drew praise from groups like the Washington-based Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. Organization President Wade Henderson says it's the responsibility of the U.S. Attorney General to find out whether laws like Wisconsin's are discriminatory.
Since the state officials, in this instance, all representing the Republican Party, are unlikely to conduct such an inquiry in advance, that leaves only the U.S. Attorney General to carry out that responsibility.
Critics of Wisconsin's voter ID law have said they may fight it in court, although that could be a difficult battle. In 2008, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Indiana's voter ID law. Critics have said Wisconsin is a different story since it has far fewer Department of Motor Vehicle offices and hours where people can access voter IDs. The last state budget may have altered that. It increased spending on DMVs by $10 million to expand their locations, meaning it could be easier to get IDs starting next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.